Transforming Grace, August 27. Representatives of Christ, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. Isaiah 43:10. The life that Christ lived in this world, men and women can live through his power and under his instruction. In their conflict with Satan, they may have all the help that he had. The lives of professing Christians who do not live the Christ life are a mockery to religion. Everyone whose name is registered on the church roll is under obligation to represent Christ by revealing the inward adorning of a meek and quiet spirit. They are to be his witnesses, making known the advantages of walking and working as Christ has given them example. The truth for this time is to appear in its power in the lives of those who believe it, and is to be imparted to the world. Believers are to represent in their lives its power to sanctify and ennoble. They are to show forth the power of the grace that Christ died to give men. They are to be men of faith, men of courage, whole-souled men, who without questioning trust in God and his promises. There must be no pretense in the lives of those who have so sacred and solemn a message as we have been called to bear. The world is watching Seventh-day Adventists because it knows something of their profession of faith and of their high standard, and when it sees those who do not live up to their profession, it points at them with scorn. Those who love Jesus will bring all in their lives into harmony with his will. Through the grace of God, they are enabled to keep their purity of principle unsullied. Holy angels are close beside them, and Christ is revealed in their steadfast adherence to the truth. They are Christ's minutemen, bearing as true witnesses a decided testimony in favor of the truth. They show that there is a spiritual power that can enable men and women not to swerve an inch from truth and justice for all the gifts that men can bestow. Such ones, wherever they may be, will be honored of heaven because they have conformed their lives to the will of God, caring not what sacrifices they are called upon to make.